kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks, Matt. How are you doing over there? All good?
Did that throw you for a loop there?
I thought, oh, he's forgotten my name for the first time in
160. No.
You're just wondering what...
Ever so slightly, the machine gun it in. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, everything's good over here. I don't want to do, like, talk sports ball, but I don't know if you caught wind. Probably the best game of football happened yesterday, and not just because it sort of tipped my team's way, but I've actually, for the first time ever, I've gone and watched the full 90 again. I've never done that before. It was just the most incredible game
yesterday. Wow.
Yeah, United versus Liverpool in the FA Cup quarterfinal. It was unbelievable, but enough sports ball. That was really good, though. I recommend checking it out. It's really cool. Oh, man, just unbelievable. Unbelievable game.
Maybe I will. Look, if you sent me clips before and then I've gone back and watched a more extended length of the clip to get a better sense of the game. So perhaps I will go and check that out.
Sure thing. All right. Yeah, good. Let me know.
And they could use the views. You know what I mean? Nobody's really watching an English Premier League.
Yeah. That's right.
It's good to plug, a $1 billion corporation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All good. And that was fun. And we had St. Patrick's Day. I tried to do my lights in green, white, gold, but they looked rubbish. It just all looked white. And so I changed it to moody red and blue. So that didn't go to plan. And I pulled a comment, as we tend to do on the show. Do you mind if I dig right in? So we had a comment from Vulcan Nerd, who comments every week on YouTube. So I really appreciate that. And always great and thoughtful comments as well, not just like,
Yeah, no, he watches the show, has like specific moments he'll key in on or...
Yeah.
Anyway.
So this was regarding the tiny controversial moment between Dan and Adam in the last match where... they buzzed in right at the same time.
Sure.
I think you called it Dan, went to the tape, and then said it was actually Adam. Is that the way it panned out? So Vulcan Nurse says here that he thought it was Dan, as Matt did, but felt that my point of people with vowels at the beginning of their names is harder to hear, so going to the tape was probably the right call. So all in all, thinks we handled it perfectly well, which is good. It's good to get that affirmation of our in-game.
Yeah, we want to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, so the game is for fun, but we want it to be fair nonetheless. It's like later on Adam couldn't quite hear it because the low end dropped out because of the streaming service.
Oh, yeah.
So we gave him an extra clue just as a bonus because it's like, this doesn't seem an even playing field for you.
Yeah. But, No, shouldn't be any issues this episode, but we're dealing with consonant people. With our two competitors coming on,
it's true.
We're fine. No vowels getting in the way. So I'm happy to bring them in if you are.
Let's do it. And thank you, Vulcan Nerd, for the comments that you leave each and every week. We thoroughly appreciate it. And we'll jump right into it. We have two fantastic competitors on today's show. We're excited to have them back. They're always a joy to see and to hang out with. So please help us welcome back. First up, you know her from Bruja Radio over on Mixcloud. You go to DJ Bruja. BRUJA.com for everything she's doing. Plus she's scoring short films that are making the festival circuit right now, all internationally actually, which is pretty badass. Toronto, down in Australia, San Diego. It doesn't matter. The stuff she does is big time, baby. So we're excited to have her back on. Please help us welcome Dorina Ariana.
Hey, How are you? Hola, mijos. Thanks for having me again. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. All right, so what is the name of the short film that's making the rounds right now?
It is Rope Bottom, and it literally is what it is if you're into kinky things. It is literally about a Indigenous woman who is into rope kink, and she's a bottom, and the short film shows her and her top doing the thing, doing the rope situation, which is basically one of the hardest things I've ever seen people do. And it's artistic and it's It looks crazy. And I was hired to score it in a way that, you know, because it's two women, the filmmaker wanted to be as respectful as possible to the art form. And so I tried to feel my inner Brian Eno and a little bit of Vangelis there. So,
okay.
Then, yeah.
That's so cool.
Got them, and they can find that. If they just basically, we'll have your social media links in the description below, but if they click on that, it'll take you to the link tree and you can find Rope Bottom and the other two that you've scored as well, right?
Yeah, it's just djbruja.com. Everything's in there. My website has it all. It has my socials. It has the links to my everything I've scored, my DJ sets, as well as my new radio show on Mixcloud. So all of the things are there at djbruja.com.
Well, djbruja.com for all us Anglos.
Right, no H. It's witch in Spanish.
Oh, is that what bruja means?
Yeah.
DJ witch. Ooh. Mm. all right. Well, please go to her website. Go check out everything she's doing. It's fantastic to have you back. And your competitor is another favorite of ours. We're excited to have her back. Please help us welcome one of the funniest guests we have on, the one and only, Miss Kate Mulligan. How are you?
I'm great, but I want everyone to know that no one, as of 2 minutes ago, everybody stopped watching to go watch Rope Bottom.
Oh.
What? It's about a who?
And yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll flag this to come back to at some point.
Yeah.
I could watch Rope Bottom or the. Okay.
That's a good point, Kate. That is a good point.
And literally, it's so weird, Kate, that we're synchronized because I couldn't find a way in, but I was like ready to say to Matt, don't bother bringing Kate in. No one's watching. And I'm glad that you and your thin lip came and joined us.
Perfect.
Yeah, you nailed it.
But by the way, don't anyone get mad at Andy. It was a joke I made. He's not criticizing my lips. I was.
Yeah.
It's true.
You started that and he's just jumping on.
He's just saying yes.
You stole my joke. I stole your.
Pre-production banter. Kate is the funniest though and hottest person I know. So I would like to rope bottom her.
Okay. Well, let me look this up.
What does that mean then? Then you're the top? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that's true. I mean, I think if somebody was like, if you and Darina got together, who would be the top? I think without question, it would be Darina.
Can I score it?
Is that good? Blah, blah, blah.
that's great.
Yeah.
You got the old jazz with the plunger on the front of the trumpet.
Mouth trumpet, baby. It's that mouth trumpet.
Nice.
Well, this film's a lot different than I expected. I thought you had.
What'd you think it was about?
Oh, I'm just talking about with her this music at it.
Between wah, wah, wah.
But that actually would make sense for a me and Kate.
Yes.
Production. That's good music. You already got the gig, Andy. Good job.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait to watch it, guys. Great. Rope Bottom 2, the bottom. Yeah, it's going to be great. Are the two of you ready to play today's game?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, here is the bell for round number one. All right, Kate, you will have opening choice in this first round.
Okay.
The way it works is you make a selection 1 through 5.
Okay.
I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing.
Okay.
When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name and I'll call on you and you're guessing the movie itself. So don't worry about the title of the song.
Okay.
It's worth 10 points and there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it.
Okay.
So, Kate, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's show?
3, please.
3 it is. All right. Your clue for number 3 comes to us from patron Matt Scanlon, and it is Genius Bar. Genius Bar.
I'll fake it through the today was somehow from Johnny Walker Red. Send the poison rain down the drain that put bad thoughts in
hey,
my
yeah.
head. Hey.
What happens if I get it wrong?
Nothing. Nothing.
Excellent. I am just going to go solely off the clue then. I'm going social network.
Not a bad guess, but incorrect.
No!
Darina, do you have a guess?
I believe so. Is it Good Will Hunting?
It is Good Will Hunting for 10 points. You were close, Kate. You were kind of dialed in.
She's good. She's good. She's good. She's good, guys.
She is good.
That's Good Misery by Elliot Smith, right?
That's right.
Well, I know Needle in the Hay from Royal Tenenbaums. It's the only Elliot Smith song I know. The rest makes me too sad. Okay. I'm back.
You got this, Kate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Center yourself. There you go. I like this movement there. Center yourself.
Okay.
All right. So bonus question, Darina. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You have a choice. You can choose to answer it alone, but if you get it wrong, you'll lose 5 points. Or you can open it up to you and Kate. No one will lose any points, but she will cut into your 10-0 lead if she gets it right. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
I mean, I always want to be a dick, but not yes. to Kate, because oh. she's one of my favorite people. So let's open it up.
Okay. It's open to you both. So here is your bonus question. Just buzz in with your name if you think you have the answer. Matt Damon plays Will Hunting, a janitor at what New England school?
Kate. Harvard.
Incorrect.
Son of a... Okay. So we're going to have to talk about this in a minute.
Darina, do you have a guess?
I do not. I can guess. I'm going to say Cambridge.
Incorrect. MIT.
I just pronounce MIT Harvard. So just a different pronunciation.
Is that a regional accent? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's my Midwestern accent coming up. That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
All right. But that's a failing on my part that I didn't realize.
Yeah,
being from the Midwest myself, I should have been able to key in on
we
that.
Say MIT Harvard. So
yeah.
That's how we say it. But that's, you know, it's cool.
I've been out of here too long. All right. So Darina, you got the points on the music question, which means you have choice 1, 2, 4, or 5.
One.
All right. Number one, it is. And your clue, this is another Matt Scanlon. Matt, I loved it, so I'm going to use it. Journey to the Center of the Girth. Journey to the Center of the Girth. God bless you for that, Matt.
Okay.
Here Rope bottom.
When the sun goes down, and the bats are back to bed, and the brothers come around, I get out of my dirty bed, shake my pretty little head, tap my pretty little feet. Feeling brighter than sunlight, louder than thunder, bouncing like a yo-yo. Down with the fucking, think small with the fucking, bad hair with the fucking. When your thing gets wild, chilly down with the fucking.
All right, I'll give you another clue. First one was Journey to the Center of the Girth. Your second clue is Adventures in Babysitting.
By the way, Andy, really good performance.
Truly. Very much enjoyed it.
I had to look up. I was like, is that his voice?
No.
Darina.
Monday.
I feel like this. There's only one option to answer this, and it ain't me, kiddo.
I'm better at scores than songs, so I got to think about this.
I can give you a third clue.
Okay.
All right. Your third clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Maester of Puppets. Maester of Puppets. Adventures in Babysitting and Journey to the Center of the Girth. Maester of Puppets.
Kate. Labyrinth.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Look at how happy she is.
Dance, magic dance. Okay. Wow. I'd like to thank, it's over, right? I won. Thank you. I'd like to thank Karina. I'd like to. Okay.
All right, makes it 10 apiece.
Yes.
Kate, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No, open it up to the more the merrier. Let's be honest.
All right. It's open to you both then. Here's your bonus question. In Labyrinth, who plays the character Sarah?
Kate. Yeah.
Kate started her name first. Kate.
Jennifer Connelly.
That is correct for 5 points.
Maybe in me.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the last point Kate was going to score today.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. I have been beaten once before on this show, so
not by an idiot of my magnitude.
No, he's definitely a bigger idiot than you.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. All right, Kate, that gives you the lead, 15 to 10, and you have choice 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go 2, please.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue is Usain Dolt.
Usain. Oh, instead of Usain Bolt. Got it.
Usain Dolt.
No.
I legit don't know who started.
I don't either.
All right. I will put you guys on mute and I can go check the tape. Give me 1 second. God, that was simultaneous.
It's a good song. Wow.
Absolutely no idea on that one.
Running on empty.
Trying to read his face.
I know.
He looks so stressed out about it.
Yeah. I think he's watching Rope Bottom.
We just see like beads of sweat start coming down. We're like, he's definitely watching Rope Bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, I think he's going around a couple times, you know.
Yeah.
It must be so tough.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, it's simultaneous. I cannot tell. You legit.
So what happens now?
Can we split it? Never happened. Both get it right? Can we?
Yeah,
say
you
it
both
at the
can get it
time?
Right. Okay. Sure. I'll count down from 3. If you're both correct, then you both get the 10 points. 3,
great.
2, 1.
Forrest Gump.
Wow, both get 10 points. Yeah. Nice job.
High five, baby.
Great job. Nice job. That has never happened. I slowed it down to quarter speed, and you both start at the exact same time.
We are in tune with each other.
We really are.
That's what happens. This top-bottom relationship. You guys get on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
All right. So the bonus question will be open to you both then. So let me finish the whole thing. Before you get into it, according to marathonhandbook.com, how many miles did Forrest Gump run on his cross-country jaunt? First person that answers, it's worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 3,000 miles. Second person that answers, it drops the point value down to 5 points if they got it wrong. We'll give it to you if they're within 1,500 miles, but will tell you if the previous person was high or low. So you got to be within 3 on the first person. It's worth 10.
Okay.
Who wants to guess?
Kate.
Kate.
6,423 miles.
That is incorrect.
Okay, cool. I was pretty sure about it though, but all right.
When you got it down to like the 24, it's like, oh, it's, she was low. She was low.
I was, and I was more than 3,000 low because I was okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So now you got to be within 1,500.
I just hate running, so I can't imagine. all right. 15,000.
It's estimated to be about 15,000 on the nose. Congratulations.
Yes, you get that by point.
Hey. Yeah, it's like 15,000 and change. It's the low end of that. So I just wrote it as 15,000. So Darina ties it up at 25 Ooh. Points apiece, just like that.
Yes, Darina.
Dance, magic dance.
You and mommy are the babe. What babe? The babe with the power.
Oh, what power?
The power of voodoo. Voodoo, you do. Remind me of the babe. A summer baby. Okay.
It's like David was channeling his inner Elvis that day. I don't remember it being that throaty.
Crying hard as babes could cry.
There we go. You got
that was pretty. That was pretty accurate.
That was better. Thank you.
You enhance your goblin junk.
Yes.
Your mantherness. Yes.
All right. Let's see. So Kate chose 2, but you both got that. So Darina will give you choice on this. 4 or 5. What would you like next?
5.
5 it is. Your clue is poker face.
Okay.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little more bite, a little more spark. Open up your... Close your mouth and open up your heart and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
We know the song. Because what movie was it on?
I'll give you another clue. First one was Poker Face. Your second clue is the first pit stop in Vegas.
Kate. Ocean's 11.
That is correct for 10
well done,
points.
Wow.
All right, Kate, you have a 10-point lead, 35-25. And bonus question, do you want to be a dick or not?
No, definitely not. No.
All right.
So I mean, in general, yes, but not, no.
Not this time.
Not with my top.
All right, it's open to you both. Here's your bonus question. Of the credited actors in Ocean's 11, there are 5 Oscar winners. Name 4.
No. They won the Oscar for Ocean's 11?
No.
They're
okay.
Within the cast of the credited actors, because there's some uncredited that have won Oscars. So according to IMDb, the credited actors, there are 5 that have won Oscars. Give me 4.
Kate. Andy Garcia, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts.
Incorrect.
Son of a...
That's what I was going to say. I was like, has Brad Pitt won an Oscar?
I thought in Hollywood that
he's a better actor than George Clooney. I'll tell you that.
That's my Brad Pitt. Just so.
Shots fired to Clooney.
Who's the 4th? I think it's not Bernie Mac. I don't think.
Is that a serious question?
We wish.
I love Bernie Mac, but is that a serious question?
Who is in this movie?
Who's in this movie?
There's too many people in this movie. Oh, what's his name? Is it Casey Affleck is the fourth one? Does he have an Oscar?
Well, what are your four?
So it would be Andy Garcia, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Casey Affleck.
Incorrect. Andy Garcia has not won an Oscar.
No way.
Well, that's racism.
He's been nominated, but he has not won.
Okay.
Of the credited actors, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, Casey Affleck.
Matt Damon. And you had Casey Affleck. Okay. So Andy Garcia. Okay. Interesting.
And nominated. There were some other. Elliot Gould nominated.
Okay. So nominated, but not won. Andy Garcia being the hottest of the entire cast.
Yeah. Hello.
All right.
Brad Pitt. I do think for last, the one where he used the stunt guy, that movie. I felt like that's what he won for.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Yeah,
yes,
he won
thank
for that.
You. I was like, that story in Hollywood.
He won. All right, no points awarded, so it keeps it 35-25, and we have one left in this opening round. And your clue is actually a combo from both Scanlon brothers, Matt and Andrew, and it is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
You think you own whatever land you land on.
Kate, go first.
Pocahontas.
That is correct for 10 points.
You're so stressed out.
I am so proud of myself.
Good job.
Very different than stressed out. Just really proud.
All right, makes it 45-25. Kate, final bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Open it up.
All right, it's open to you both. Here's your bonus question. Pocahontas was released in what year that's the same as Toy Story and 7? You can't lose any points for guessing.
It was the same year as Toy Story. That's so surprising to me. It should have looked better if it came out the same time.
I thought it looked pretty.
It looked pretty, but it was like that old school.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Same year. I just double checked it to make sure that I'm right. Yeah, same year. That and 7.
I'm going to, Dorina, 1995.
That is correct for 5 points. Nice job.
Really good work. I was going 93 in my mind. So, wow.
All right. Well, that ends round number one. Kate is in the lead 45-30. Here is your bell for round number two. All right, Dorina, you will have opening choice in the second round. And this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue. And Andy will play a 5-second snippet from the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you can guess this movie in the opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Dorina, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin?
Let's do 3.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is, am I repeating myself? Am I repeating myself?
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out.
Dorina.
Babe. I'm going to guess Groundhog Day.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, of course. Very good. Really well done.
Love that movie.
Very proud of you, actually, now.
Thank you.
That's what I'm experiencing now.
All right. It's 45-40 with Kate in the lead. Dorina, you still have choice. 1, 2, 4, or 5?
4.
All right. 4 it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Makin' Whoopee. Makin' Whoopee.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God.
What movie?
And you can hear that again if you like. Just say so.
You are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Making whoopee. Also, I told my kids to get off the internet while I was doing the show, but now is them playing basketball inside the house bothering anybody or just me? Okay, can't be hard.
Get can't it.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Making whoopee.
Andy, you want to play it again for him? I would key in, if you can, on the very last word that is said.
Nothing you can say can
say. Kate.
Sister Act.
That is correct for 10 points.
Okay. I was okay. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say Ghost just because I remember she was in that movie, but
she was.
But this was my God. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, makes it 55-40. Kate, you have choice. 1, 2, or 5.
I'm gonna go 2, please.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Mary Robbins. Mary Robbins.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
Marina.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Incorrect.
No way. Oh, so it's not the actual one. It was a trick one.
There might have been more to the 5 seconds. I'm not sure. Is it?
Maybe on the next one.
Okay.
What else was it on?
Kate, you can hear that again if you like, or we can go to the second 5 of music. It drops the point value down by 5 points.
You go to the second. I don't. This is not a winnable round for me.
Okay. So we'll go to the second 5. Yes, Doreen, you cannot guess again. I'll let you know when you can.
Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and potter.
This one's kind of tough.
Moulin Rouge.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect. I'll give a second clue, and you both can guess again at that point. Your first clue was Mary Robbins.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Mm-hmm.
Your second clue is Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Oh, Dorina.
Dorina.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That is correct for 5 points.
Really good work. I'm sorry I made us go down to the 5 point part.
I mean, I got it wrong the first time because it was a trick. Yeah. It's a trick. It's a tricky one.
It's part of that sequence where they keep trying on different makeup and all that stuff. So it's a medley of songs.
It's the best part of the movie.
Sure.
I personally like the restaurant scene the best. What a disaster. He had to keep switching in and out of his prosthetics.
All right. So Kate has a 10-point lead, 55-45. Doreena, you have your choice, 1 or 5.
1.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was playing there. Sorry.
1 it is.
It was a magical number.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it's an Aussie in King Edward's Court. An Aussie in King Edward's Court.
Okay, ready.
Do you guys want to hear the second 5 seconds of music?
Hold on.
No problem. No problem. I'm not trying to rush.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I would say yes also. I would say yes also.
All right, so we'll go to the second 5 of music. And then if neither of you has a guess at that point, I'll give you a second clue.
Golden years go bop, bop, bop.
All right, your second clue is from Houston Bodily, and it's Ledger, Maine. Ledger, Maine. and an Aussie in King Edward's court.
Right. So Heath Ledger's in the movie, I'm guessing.
What is that movie called? Dorina.
Dorina.
Is it A Knight's Tale?
That is correct for 5 points.
I honestly was like, I can only think of A Dark Knight. So.
Don't quite remember Knight. Golden Years and Dark Knight. Maybe it was. Maybe they snuck it in there.
I really missed him until that point. No, Brokeback. And I was like, it's not Brokeback.
It's not.
Well done, Dorina.
All right. It is 55-50. Kate holds a 5-point lead. And we have one left in the second round. Your clue is, for you, I'll make an hexception. For you, I'll make an hexception.
I'm going to use this.
Oh. This feels like right ahead. This feels like unfair advantage to the witch.
Well, hopefully it's right in both of your wheelhouses. Okay, we'll find out.
I put a spell on you.
Dorina.
Hocus Pocus.
That is correct for 10 points.
I wish it was a trick one, and it was like, no, it was when they did it again in Hocus Pocus 2. Dorina, well done.
All right, Dorina takes a 5-point lead, 60-55. Here's the bell for round number 3. All right, Dorina, since you are in the lead, you have opening choice in this final round, and this is our betting round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and then you will open the bidding with the number of notes that you'd like to guess. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we have your opening bid, then we'll go over to Kate, and Kate, you can bid 1 note fewer all the way down to 0, but we just bid back and forth until one tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points.
Okay.
6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If your opponent gets the question wrong, you automatically get the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time for an extra clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you will double the points available. But if you get it wrong, you'll get nothing. If you need to, go ahead.
That last part, I got lost on. I got lost on that last
one. Okay.
Sorry.
So say you tell Dorina to settle the score and it's at 7 notes, making it worth 15 points. And she gets it wrong and you think you know the answer.
Gotcha.
You can double down on it. If you get it right, it's worth 30. But if you get it wrong, it's worth nothing.
I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
No problem.
Sorry.
Glad you asked. I'm glad you asked instead of playing blind. Yeah. All right. So Dorina, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin this last round?
4.
All right. Number 4, it is. Your clue for number 4 is a nervous wreck. A nervous wreck. So how many notes would you like to open the bidding with? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
Let's start with 6.
All right. 6 notes. Kate, over to you and say 5 or fewer, or go ahead and tell her to settle the score.
Settle the score. I'm sorry. Okay.
Just for fun. Let's start.
Okay. Round.
It's worth 15 points. Dorina, you do have your lifeline. If you'd like a second clue, just let us know. And then Kate, you can use your double down and your clue at the same time if you like. You can both do that just as a heads up.
For right now, I just shut up.
For right now?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, you are quiet. So this is for Dorina only, and your clue once again was a nervous wreck.
And it was 6 notes, sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
<laughs> Kate, we should play poker sometime.
I don't know this one.
It looks like one of your boys walked in and farted. That's
yeah, that's all that happened.
Yep.
All right, so Kate might know this. Possibly. True.
Possibly.
No, there was a mouse and my boy farted and it was just a lot of things at once. So
just a convergence of events.
To reiterate the rules, if I get it wrong, she gets the points. Does she have to guess? How does that go again?
If you get it wrong, she automatically gets 15 points, but she can double down on it. And if she's right, then it's worth 30. But if she's wrong, it's worth nothing.
Okay.
So it's 15 points, potentially 30 or zero. Those are the three outcomes if you were to get it wrong.
Play it again, Sam. Can you please play it again, Andy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know it. So.
All right. I'm going to use my lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Andy's going to look through the list of clues to give you your lifeline. Your first one, once again, was a nervous wreck.
Okay. Okay. Darina, your lifeline clue is born to rum. Born to rum.
To rum?
Mm-hmm.
As in, why is the rum gone?
Sure. Is that a phrase? You said it like, it's an old chestnut we say all the time. You know, it's a colloquial. Sure.
It's Adele's The First Pirates of the Caribbean, I'm hoping.
That's correct.
It's definitely a unique yeah.
Nice.
All right. Darina has a 20-point lead, 75 to 55, and you still have choice 1, 2, 3, or 4. Or pardon me, or 5.
3.
All right. 3 it is. Clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is good night and good luck. So how many notes you want to open with, Tarina?
Let's start with 8.
8. Kate, over you.
I say 6.
6, Tarina.
Settle it.
All right, on 6 Watch. Notes.
Go back to do the Pirates of the Caribbean one again.
yeah, no problem.
Then I'll just be like, Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
all right, it's worth 15 points. Your clue once again is good night and good luck.
Okay. David Strathairn. Did you guys see my soul leave my body? Did you watch it happen? I know. Can I hear it again?
Sure.
Son of a. Okay. Could I do my lifeline?
You sure can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. So once again, Andy's got to read through the list. It'll probably take him just a second. And your first clue was good night and good luck.
I feel like this one was for Darina.
Okay.
By the way, Darina, I do not want to play poker with you. Just so you're right now. It's a hell of a poker face.
Okay. Kate.
Yes.
Your lifeline clue is from our patron, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
And it's bloody old England. Bloody old England.
Great
good
clue, Ken.
Good night and good luck. Bloody old England. And also, this is going to be an embarrassing one. I can feel it. bloody old England. It is Shakespeare in Love.
That is incorrect.
No, weird. That's weird. That's incorrect. Okay.
So, Dorina, you can double down on it if you like, or you can just take the 15 points.
I'm going to double down on it.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your guess?
I'm your boyfriend now, Kate. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is correct for 30.
Can we be honest? I was never going to know that. Never seen it.
Figured maybe, considering it was such a staple and when you were younger, that you might have seen it at a sleepover or something.
I wasn't allowed. But now I understand the England reference. I get it now. I get the England reference.
We will need to fix that.
That's why I went to England as in country, as opposed to person. But I'm with you now.
All right. Makes it 105 to 55. Kate, you're not out of this yet. But Dorina, you have
pretty close to being out of it.
No, there's three questions left. You got your double down still.
Okay.
You're not out of this.
Okay.
So Dorina, 1, 2, or 5?
5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. How many would you like to start with, Dorina?
Let's do again 8.
8? Kate?
7.
Let's settle it.
This broad.
On 7 notes. Okay. All right, Kate, you do not have your lifeline. So your clue once again is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
Okay. Kate, baby, Goonies.
That is correct for 15 points.
Oh, it was like my mother calling me in for dinner.
All right.
Can you play it again just because it's good?
So good. It's so good.
Show it.
Don't you guys see? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over some other town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in another school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us, but it's their time. It's their time up there, and it's our time. It's our time down here, and that's all over once we ride up Troy's bucket.
Fucking Troy.
So good.
Beautiful.
Can I do a shameless plug? And I was just talking about this on my radio show. That is the same leitmotif from Andy Cares About This from Neverending Story.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Check that out. The score sounds exactly the same.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Neverending Story.
That's the only, we'll have to go back and listen to that one.
That's cool.
We've used that song for Neverending Story, but we've never used the score. All right, so it's a 35-point game with Dorina in the lead, 105 to 70. Kate, you now have your choice.
Okay.
You have number 1 or 2.
Okay, I'm going to go with 1 because I'm getting first place in this competition.
All right, number 1 it is. Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is A Beautiful Sleigh in the Neighborhood. A Beautiful Sleigh in the neighborhood.
Okay. I'm going to go with 8.
8 notes, Dorina.
Let's settle it.
All right, on 8 notes. This would get you, if you get it right, this gets you within 20 points. So it's still conceivable to tie or win this game after this.
Okay.
The clue once again was A Beautiful Sleigh in the Neighborhood. You have 8 notes. Here are your 8 notes.
Thank you. So it's not National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is what I was hoping it might be. Or is it? I don't know. Don't remember that being it. Maybe it is. Okay. Slay, A Beautiful Day in the Slay, but it also could be a horror film. Slay. Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't be talking out loud. Probably helping Darina if she doesn't already know, but I think she probably already knows.
Well, she's already used her double down, so you can go ahead and talk aloud as much as you like. Okay. The best she's going to get is just the points on this.
Okay. Okay. And can I hear it one more time? Or no? Did I already lose that privilege?
No.
Okay. Is it Beetlejuice?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
So it's not a bad guess.
Yeah, it does sound Elfman.
Sure. So, Darina, you'll get the points automatically, but do you have a guess?
I'm not sure.
You know, I'll give you guys another clue. I didn't know if it was good enough for a first clue. I thought it was excellent, though. So, Juan Reyes gave us Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom.
A beautiful sleigh in the neighborhood.
A beautiful sleigh in the neighborhood.
I don't know.
I don't think the score sounds like the composer at all.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a clue for me, Andy.
Yeah, all I have in my head is like Frankenstein, Edward, like, but it's not Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, I don't know.
It is The Burbs.
Oh,
yeah. Forgot about that movie. Really good.
Who did the score?
It's Jerry Goldsmith. But yeah, later on in this particular theme, he uses the same chords that kick the movie Alien off.
Mm.
But this particular, like, sort of Phantom of the Opera organ thing, mm-hmm.
What it sounded like. I was like, Phantom of the Opera?
No, that's a good one. It's tricky because it's technically a comedy, but I was thinking old school horror. So good job, Gary Goldsmith.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it
Rudy.
That makes it 120-70. So Kate,
we can say it. Yeah, no, I know.
You can tie this game.
I can tie it still?
It's still possible to tie. Darina would have to bid down to two notes, get it incorrect, and then you double down and get it correct.
Okay. Darina, you want to do that?
That's what would have to happen. If she wants to, that's her choice. But your clue, so Darina, you will be starting the bidding on this since it's our final one. And your clue comes to us from Melissa Woody, and it is Little Women. Little Women.
I mean, I'm going to start in the higher point. What is the lowest of the next
4
points? No, 6 points is like the
one. 6 notes is 15 points.
It's not points, sorry, notes. Okay, 6 notes. So yeah, let's do 6.
All right, 6, Kate.
Let's go 4.
So if I say settle the score, she can't win anymore?
Correct.
Oh.
With the best she could do is tie, and then we would go to sudden death. Which that in that instance, Andy picks a score at random. Okay. And then whoever just guesses first, there won't be a clue. He'll just start playing the score.
I mean, fuck it. Let's go 2.
Settle the score.
Way to be a good sport, Darina. Way to be
such a G.
We're just here to have fun.
Exactly.
We're having fun.
All right. So you don't have a lifeline. Your clue once again is Little Women.
Little Women.
And you got 2 notes, Darina. So you can win it all with this. It's worth 25 points.
2 notes for you, Kate.
Bless.
Well, Darina, you're answering first. If you get it wrong, then Kate can double down on it. So, Darina, here are your 2 notes.
It's like it sounds like Chariots of Fire, but there's no Little Women in that.
I could see the Vangelis nature of that, sure.
Yeah. Can you please play it again, Andy?
Yeah, no problem.
It also sounds like the beginning of JFK, and it's not JFK by John Williams.
Yeah, that would, the clue would be lots of women if it was JFK. Little Women.
Little Women.
One more time. Last time. Por favor. I mean, Kate has no idea either.
Yeah, but that's just...
But you can ask a question.
I'm just doing a great poker face. I know exactly what this is.
But she could... So I can't ask a question, but she can still, right?
No. She has no lifelines.
So we just have to guess now.
We just have
to guess. Doreen, if you guess it incorrect, then we're doubling down for Kate.
Got it. All right.
By her excellent poker face, I'm guessing, you know, she's not going to guess blind. She seems to be dialed in on this one. So I
really?
Got a really good shot.
I'm going to have to guess then. All right. I'm going to guess A League of Their Own.
Incorrect.
I'm going to obviously double down.
Obviously. So can you guess it correct? It's worth 50 points if you got it right, and you will tie this game. Otherwise, Dorina is today's champion.
I would like to hear it 74 more times. Just one more time. One more time. One more time, if he doesn't mind.
No problem.
Thank you, Andy. I keep hearing right now, but obviously it's different than that, but those two notes are very similar.
Little Women.
I'm thinking Space Camp. I'm thinking Mac the Alien movie.
Mac and Me.
I'm thinking Cocoon. I think there is something from my childhood that reminds me of this score. And I'm also thinking E.T., which does not have Little Women in it, but Gertie is little. I don't know. I really don't.
Do you have a guess? Just throw anything out.
Did any of the guesses I just gave sound good?
I can't really answer that question.
Okay. Let's go with E.T.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Well,
incorrect.
Wait, don't tell us. Play it a little bit more, Andy.
I'll play a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, but we're in charge now, Matt.
Is it Barbie?
It's Barbie.
Word. Because I was like, it's 2001, but
yeah,
they play it in Barbie again. Word. Okay.
Yes, they do. The little homage to 2001 at the beginning of Barbie.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Just so you know, I would have literally never gotten that because I was like, that's 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hopefully the clue would key you in on, hey, that's not 2001. But anyway,
you think I'm connecting the clues to anything?
You did it earlier. The Beetlejuice guest was dialed in on the clue.
Sort of. The neighbor.
Yeah. But Dorina, you are today's winner. Congratulations.
I couldn't have done it without Kate.
It's actually really true.
Well, Dorina, as today's winner, you have the floor to plug, promote, say whatever you like. Go ahead and take it away.
As I mentioned, I am on my music journey. I got a really cool little radio show over on Mixcloud. I'm scoring some short films and hopefully a horror movie in the future. That's my dream. So go follow me everywhere, DJ Bruja, thebadsabacktheblues.com. And also I got Patreon. It's a new Patreon and we're having a lot of fun there. I got my own little cult that I'm building. It's like it is a cult, but it's fun and everybody's very kind. And we're trying to, change the world in a good way over there.
That's like the start of every cult. We're a good cult.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah.
You just have to not speak to anybody from your actual life anymore.
Exactly. Cut off all ties.
And make sure that you give Darina a large portion of whatever it is that you make. And then she'll give you some classes for free on how to DJ.
Right.
But it's good. Kate's also actually, wear this purple scarf.
Yeah. Kate's actually my high priestess.
Yes, thank you. And I call myself the Grand High Witch.
Indeed.
Witches of England.
Kate, what about you? We'll have your social media link in the description below, but is there anything you'd like to tell the people about?
No, I'm sort of on a new journey this year. I'm teaching a fourth and fifth grade combo special ed class at my son's grade school. So there is nothing for any of you in that. Unless you got a special ed kid you want to send to me. Great.
Other than they thank you for basically you're providing a very nice, good service to the world. Wow. So.
And they are great, 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 great kids. And actually music. I love this show because music's so important too. That's a language that everybody can speak really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but no, there's nothing exciting to, I'll do stand up every once in a while. Say,
don't you do stand up sometimes?
I still do, but I'm not really. I'm kind of tired, and I'm like, I could go out and hit a set, but could also not. You know,
so. That's true. That that inkling gets stronger and stronger the older you get.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me on, though. I have the best time on this show. This was so fun.
It is my favorite show to come on. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having both of us. And I'm so glad it was Kate.
Yeah.
Look, we're glad we can make it happen. And, hopefully we can do it again in the very near future. It was a pleasure to see both of you. Annie, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Just thanks to Kate and Darina. That was so much fun. Congratulations on being the first competitors to say the name at exactly the same time. Sure. That is a first. And then now we figured out the rule for when that happens is to share the points if you both can have it right. So yeah, cool. Thanks for that.
Hey, yeah. We're twin flames, another cult.
It's got a nice ring to it. I like it. I can already visualize the logo. It's not bad. Not bad.
No, it's a real one, Matt. Just so you know, look it up.
Fire cult.
Is it really?
You're dangerous. Yes.
No, I'm not up to date on my cults like I used to be. You know, you used to be very well.
Oh, I almost had you too. I could have had you join it
easily. Oh, what's that? That's my favorite flavor of Kool-Aid. Thank you. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Once again, we'll have both of their handles, social media handles in the description below. So please hit them up and follow everything they're doing. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM and you can follow me at Matt Nost. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.